Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Pesachim Nunches. We start a new perek, which begins by discussing the scheduling of the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, including the Karban Pesach. Begins the Mishnah Tamid Nishchat. We're speaking about the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. We know there were two Tamidim. One Karban Tamid in the morning, Tamid Shel Shachar, and another one in the afternoon, Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. So what time were they makriv? The Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. Says the Mishnah, we actually have three different schedules, depending on the day of the year. Tamid Nishchat B'Shmoyne Umechta. Typically, they would shecht the Karban Tamid at 8.5 hours into the day. Of course, when we speak about hours, we're speaking Shois Zmanios. You take the day, the entire daylight period, and you split into 12 equal parts. So, say the day begins at 6 and ends at 6. Shmoyne Mechza, which means 8.5 hours into the day, would be 2:30. Right? The day begins at 6, so 12 o'clock would be the beginning of the 7th hour, 1 o'clock the beginning of the 8th, and when we speak about Shmoyne Mechza, we mean it's already a half hour past the full 8 hours, so it's 2:30. Tamid Nishchat B'Shmoyne Mechza. The Shechita of the Tamid would occur at 8.5 hours into the day. The Karev B'Tisho Mechza. It would take an hour to prepare it for Hakrava, to flay it, to cut it up, to rinse it, and then finally, an hour later, there would be Makriv, the Karban Tamid. So the Shechita took place at 8.5, the Hakrava at 9.5. This was on a typical day. Ba'arvi Psachim, however, where they needed to leave some time after the Tamid Sheben Arbaim in order to bring the Karban Pesach, which was the only Karban brought after the Tamid. Everything else would be brought before the Tamid. Tamid was the last and final Karban, typically. But in Erev Pesach, which we learn from a Pasuk, the Gemara later will tell us how we know that the Karban Pesach would be brought after it followed the Tamid, so enough time needed to be left afterwards, and therefore they would advance the Akrava of the Tamid Sheben Arbaim, they would be Magdamit an hour earlier. Says Mishnah B'Avri Pesachim Nishchat B'Sheva Mechza. So the Shechita of the Tamid took place at 7.5. So if we're using a day that begins at 6, ends at 6, so 7.5 would be 1:30. V'Karev B'Shmoyne Mechza, and the Akrava would be an hour later. Bein B'Choy B'Meshabbos, irrelevant of whether this Erev Pesach happens to be a weekday or a Shabbos day. The Karban Tamid would come at 7.5. So on a typical day, it would be 8.5, but on Erev Pesach, they need to advance it to allow some room for the Karban Pesach to come afterwards. So it would be Magdim an hour. Instead of 8.5, it would be 7.5. Chol Erev Pesach, liyos b'Erev Shabbos. However, if Erev Pesach happened to fall out on Erev Shabbos, in which case, you need to leave some more time, not only for the bringing of the Karban Pesach, but also the roasting, which had to take place on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos comes, because it doesn't justify Chilul Shabbos. So you need to leave some extra room for that as well. Therefore, we pushed it back another hour. Nishchat B'Sheish Mechza, the Shechita of the Tamid would take place at 6.5, meaning at 12:30. V'Karev B'Sheva Mechza, and the Akrava an hour later, La Pesach Achrav, and afterwards came the Karban Pesach. Let's see Rashi inside, from the top of the Amud Tamid, says Rashi Shel Ben Arbayim. Typically, the Shechita would take place at 8.5, V'Karev B'Tisha Mechza. Gemar HaKrav Asai, the completion of the Akrav would take place at 9.5. It would take an hour to prepare it, to bring on the Mizbeach. Shoy Yishoyin Shoachas, they would wait an hour, Basi Asai, for the preparation of the Gemara and Farish Taima. Arvi Psach, Magdiminulei, you have to advance it an hour. Mishon Deboi Lemevad, Pesach Achra, because you need to bring the Pesach after the Tamid. The Brisa Mefarish, the Gemara Manolon, the Pesach Achar Tamid, the Gemara will explain how we know Pesach follows the Tamid. Chol Erev Pesach, Be'erev Shabbos, this is the third case. Then, we have to advance it even further. Be'inan Lagdumi Tvei, why? Mishon Deboi Lishchei Pesach Achrav. V'lisloisin Be'joi. Not only do you have to bring the Pesach, you have to roast it. Well, it's still day, it's still Erev Shabbos. And therefore, the Tamid was brought at 6.5, and the Akrova at 7.5. So in conclusion, we have three separate schedules. for the Talmud Shubayin Abayin. On a typical weekday, it was brought at 8.5. On Erev Pesach, it was brought 7.5, because you need to allow some time for the Pesach, which would come after the Talmud. If Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, you need to allow more time, not only for the Hakrov of the Karim Pesach, which follows the Talmud, but also for the tzli of the roasting of the Karim Pesach. Therefore, the Talmud was brought at 6.5 hours into the day. Says Gemara, how do we know that the Talmud would be brought typically on Shmoyne Umechtze, at 8.5 into the day? Omer b'shomer Levi damakro. It's based on a pasuk. Es hakeves echa tasa b'boker. So the first keves you would bring in the morning for the Talmud shal shachar. Es hakeves hasheni tasa ben arbayim. The second one you bring in the afternoon. Ben arbayim means the afternoon. Arbayim is in reference to the shadows cast by the sun towards evening. The whole afternoon is considered Bein Harbayim. The fact that the Torah references the afternoon using the term Bein Harbayim instead of just Be'erev, we learn from here like this. Chalkeyu, take that whole afternoon from Chatzos until evening, which is 6 hours, split it. Chalkeyu l'Bein Shnei Arbayim. Split into two, and the Talmud comes right in the middle, between the two halves, the two evenings, the two afternoons. So you have a total of 6 hours. And you take 2.5 hours, which will be before the Talmud, 2.5 hours after the Talmud, and the last remaining hour for the Hakrov of the Talmud itself. That's how you get the Talmud at 8.5. Bei Shois Mechza Lekan, 2.5 hours preceding the Talmud. Shtei Shois Mechza Lekan, the other 2.5 hours of the afternoon will follow the Talmud. V'shoa Achas Lasayasai, and another hour for the actual Hakrov of the Talmud itself. That's Rosh Hashanah Levi's Pshat. How do we get the Talmud to be at 8.5? You take the 6 hour afternoon period, you split it up. You take 2.5 hours before the Talmud, 2.5 hours after the Talmud, and the last remaining hour, right in the middle, for the Talmud itself. Masav Rav, how could you say that it's min haTorah that the Zman HaKrovah's Talmud was at 8.5? The Mishnah tells us, well, there are some deviations. It depends what day of the year we're speaking about. Yeah, typically it's 8.5, but Ba'ari Psachim, Nishchat B'Sheva Mechza, V'Karav B'Shmoyne Mechza, Ben M'Choy B'Mishavos, we had a Mishnah. Erev Pesach, to allow some room for the Karim Pesach to be brought after the Talmud, you push the back an hour. Instead of 8.5, you bring the Talmud at 7.5. If you propose that the 8.5 hour mark is based on the Pesach, it's a Din Torah, how could you advance the Zman? How could you tinker with it? It's a Din Daraisa. It's meant to remain consistently throughout the entire year. Elam Arava, Rava says like this. Mitzvase de Talmud, Mishinatu Salali Erev. You meant to know that the Talmud can be brought any time throughout the afternoon. Mishinatu Salali Erev. Rashi explains the Salali Erev are the evening shadows. Once the sun starts to cast its evening shadows, which slant away, Rashi explains that. During midday, any shadow cast goes straight down. So if there's somebody standing in the outdoors, midday, if there's any shadow, it's right underneath them. But Yinotu, when do we have leaning shadows off to the side? That's only past Chatzos. Rashi actually explains it's starting from 12:30. So once you get to 6.5 hours of the day, you already begin experiencing the solely air of the evening shadows. So that's the earliest point that you can bring the Talmud. You don't have to wait to 8.5. Bein Harbaim is any time in the afternoon. Rashi in Chumash actually explains that Bein Harbaim are the two Aravim, the two evenings, the two darknesses. First one is right after Chatzos, when it starts beginning to get dark, the evening shadows begin to form. That's a lighter form of darkness. That's one type of Erev. Then you have the real darkness at night. at nightfall. So any time in the afternoon is considered Bein Harbayim, between the two darknesses. In any case, according to Rava, any time in the afternoon, as Rashi explains, from 6.5 hours and on, you're okay for the Tamid Shebein Harbayim. As he explains, my time, or why? Damakra Bein Harbayim. It's a Tamid Shebein Harbayim. May idna the maschel shim shel marav. As soon as the sun starts casting those slanty shadows, as soon as the sun starts dipping towards marav, so min hadin, the earliest point of akrovas tamid shebein arbayim is really from 6.5 hours onward. You don't have to wait to 8.5. Now, hilchach b'shay mois hashana. So throughout the year, on a typical weekday, the ikar nedarim nedavos, being that we have those voluntary karbanis brought in the Beis HaMikdash, we have to leave room for those karbanis, because they're meant to come before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, which is meant to be the last karban of the day. The Rachmana Amar, Oleo Chelvi Hashlam, Vamar Mayim Midarshin, Oleo Hashlem, Kol HaKarbanis Kulam. The Pasuk says, Oleo, after the Tamid Shel Shachar, you're meant to be Mashlem all the karbanis. Bring the Talmud Shel Shachar, followed by all the Karbanis and Dorim and Adavis. Once you've done all the Karbanis, then you bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. So in order to accommodate all those Karbanis, the Hashlem Kol HaKarbanis Kulam, Machrin Alei Tarti Shoy. That's why we delay the Karban Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim by 2 hours. V'avdin Alei B'Shmoy Ne'amechza. Well, we bring it at 8.5 instead of 6.5. You could technically bring it at 6.5, but you want to accommodate the Nedarim and Nedavos brought throughout the day. So we wait around and we delay it up to 8.5. Tosfos explains that we don't want to wait too much longer, because it might run into tonight, into darkness, into Chashecha. So we push it off 2 hours. That's on a typical day. Ba'arvei Pesachim, however, the Ikar Pesach Achrav. And there's Pesach, but we still have to accommodate the Korban Pesach after the Tamid. So we bring it back an hour, and we do it at 7.5. However, Chol Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. If it's also Erev Shabbos, in which case we have to leave more room for the Pesach plus the roasting of the Pesach, which will take place after the Talmud. Where you have the roasting, which is not Erev Shabbos. Now we bring it back to the first allowable moment, which is 6.5. So, conclusion regarding the Zman Tamid Shebein Arbayim. We have three possibilities. Throughout the year, Kol HaShana Kula, we bring it at 8.5. As Rav explained, Min HaTorah can bring it any time after 6.5, but we want to accommodate the Nedarim and Nedavos that need to precede the Tamid Shebein Arbayim. So, we bring the Tamid at 8.5. Of course, we're speaking about the Shechita, and it takes an hour until the Akrova. On Erev Pesach, we push it back an hour. We bring it at 7.5 to allow for the Pesach to come after the Talmud. If Erev Pesach happens to fall on Erev Shabbos, in which case, not only do you have to bring the Korban Pesach, but you have to roast it as well after the Talmud Shabbat Arbayim, before Shabbos arrives. We push it back another hour to 6.5. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. This Brisa will discuss, at least according to some Pshatim, what happens when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos itself? What type of machlok is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva as to the exact timing, the scheduling of the Tamid Shebein Arbayim on that day? Tana Rabban. Ki Sidurei Bechol, the same schedule applied to the Tamid, speaking about Tamid Shebein Arbayim, during your ordinary weekday, Kach Sidurei B'Shabbos. Likewise on Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Imer. Just like it's scheduled on Erev Pesach, that's how you do it on Shabbos. My Kamar, what's going on? What are you talking about? Amar Abai. Hochi Kamar, this is what's going on. This is what they mean to say. They're speaking about when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos itself. What happens then? So Rishmol says, you bring the Talmud Shebein Arbayim at 7.5 hours into the day. Ki Sidurei B'Chol of Erev Pesach. Just as you schedule the Korban Tamid when Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, we learned in the Mishnah, what happens then? You push it back an hour. Instead of 8.5, you bring it at 7.5. Kach siduroi b'Shabbos b'erev haPesach. Likewise, you schedule it on Shabbos erev Pesach at the same time at 7:30. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, whether erev Pesach is a weekday or a Shabbos, you bring the Talmud at 7:30 to allow for the Korban Pesach to be brought after the Korban Talmud. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says it's actually 6:30. He pushes it back all the way to 6:30. Kisiduri berev Pesach. Just as you're Masader, you schedule the Talmud on erev HaPesach, Shecholiyas be'erev Shabbos. As we learned in the Mishnah, what happens in erev Pesach falls on erev Shabbos. You need to leave a lot of space for the Hakrova and the Tzliyah, so you push the Talmud back to the point of 6:30. Kach siduri b'Shabbos. The same thing you do when erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos itself. When do we bring the Talmud? At 6:30. Why? Let's take a look at Rashi, who is right off to the right side here. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he explains like this: B'Shabbos shel erev Pesach, who b'sheish mechtzav. If Shabbos happens to be erev Pesach, when do we bring the Talmud? At 6:30. Kesidroi b'erev Pesach shecholiyas b'erev Shabbos. Just as you bring the Talmud when erev Pesach falls on erev Shabbos, as we learned in our Mishnah. Why? What's the connection here? The kiva and the boy lemevet Pesach achrov. Since you need to make the Pesach after the Talmud. U'b'Shabbos lekarven adam nedavos. Now there's one advantage on Shabbos. You don't have the nedarim and nedavos that are going to be brought throughout the day. You don't have to accommodate them. So on your typical day, you have to accommodate the comrades, so you have to delay the Talmud. But on Shabbos, you don't have that. You can't bring nedarim and nedavos on Shabbos. Lekarven nedarim and nedavos, the nitzruch lechuri, which would necessitate delaying the Talmud. Therefore, we go back to the first available moment, which is 6:30. Leave yourself plenty of room after the Talmud to bring all the Pesachim. Why not? There's no reason to delay. So that's Rabbi Kiva. Again, we're speaking that if Pesach falls on Shabbos itself, Rabbi Kiva says, you know what? Push the Talmud all the way back to 6:30. There are no Dharma and Davis that need to be brought, need to be accounted for. Rather, leave yourself ample space after the Talmud to bring all those Karbonis Pesach. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Erev Pesach, you bring the Talmud at 7:30. Whether it's Erev Pesach on a Monday or on a Shabbos, it's irrelevant. Continues the Gemara, Umas Nisan Nektoni, Bein B'Choy Le Meshabbos. Now the Mishnah, which said that on Erev Pesach, you bring the Talmud at 7:30, whether it's a weekday, whether it's a Shabbos. Who is that? Rabbi Shmuel. It's Rabbi Shmuel, who doesn't discriminate between weekday and Shabbos. Now, but my kamiflike, what's the basis of the machlekes? L'chayra, Rabbi Akiva's svara is solid. Why delay the carbon? Allow yourself extra room, extra time, to bring the carbon Pesach, the many carbonous Pesach, after the Talmud. So why does Rabbi Shmuel maintain that Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you'll bring the Talmud at 7:30? Why not 6:30? Says the Gemara, B'musafin koidmin lebazichan kemifliki. The question is, do you have enough time? Can you push back the Talmud that far? The question is, what do you have to do before the Talmud? Now we know that on Shabbos, aside from the Korban Talmud, you also have the Korban Musaf. Plus the bezichin, those spoons which contain the levoina, the besamim, which were situated on the shulchan, whose supply of lechem apanim was switched on Shabbos itself. In which case, you take the spoons of levoina, you makta on the mezbech, and you distribute the lechem apanim. So, if that procedure had to take place before the talmud shebein arba'im, that would cause a delay. So that's the point of machlekes here. What happens at what sequence? B'musafin koidim l'bazichan k'mifiki. The question is, whether musafin, which as Rashi explained, would be brought at the sixth hour, meaning at 11 o'clock. The reason was because it says, Dvar yoyim b'yoymai. And yoyim implies after morning. So therefore you have to bring it at 11 o'clock, at the sixth hour. That's a given. Musafin came at hour 6, at 11 o'clock. The question is, the Bezichan, when were they brought? Were they brought after the Musaf? That's one svar, Rashi says, because it says twice B'yayim, which indicates that it's meant to be delayed past the Musaf. In which case, you're getting tight there with the Tumit. You have to push away the Tumit, delay the Tumit, to allow for the Musaf and the Bezichan. Or perhaps the Bezichan preceded the Musaf, based on a Gemara and Yuma, because it says Chukah, it comes first. In which case, you can bring the Mezichah in the morning, the Musafin at 11 o'clock, and then you have plenty of time to bring the Talmud at 12:30, at 6 and a half. So that's the point of the Machlokes to Nishmol, who says, bring it later, to allow for the Mezichah, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, bring it earlier, because the Mezichah were brought in the morning. The Musafin, Koydun, Mezichah, Kamiflagi, the question is, did Musafin precede the Mezichah or not? That's the Machlokes. Rishmal Sabar, yes. Musafin kaidim le bezichin. Musafin came first. Avad lulu musafin b'sheish. Musafin he brought at 6, meaning at 11 o'clock, between 11 and 12. Bezichin b'sheva. Bezichin then had to follow at 12 o'clock. So you bring the bezichin, and then you distribute lechem panim. It was all procedure. Until you got to the Talmud, it was already 1:30. V'avad le Talmud b'sheva mechza. The Talmud was brought at 7 and a half. That's Rishmal. Simply to allow for the Bezichan. Rabbi Akiva Sava, no, Bezichan koidim the Musafin. He holds that Bezichan preceded the Musafin. So Bezichan were brought in the morning. Bezichan b'chamish at 10 o'clock. Musafin b'sheish at 11 o'clock. V'avad le'il Talmud b'sheish ha'mechza, which allowed the Talmud to be brought at 12:30. So this is Abaye's approach. Our Braisa is focusing on Erev Pesach, which happened to fall out on Shabbos. The question is, when do we bring the Talmud? There are no Dara and Davi, so you can really precede, you can really advance the Talmud pretty early to allow for the Pesachim afterwards. That's Rabbi Akiva's sheet. He says, bring it at 6 and a half, the earliest possible time. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you have to leave time for the Bezichan. And therefore, the Talmud would come at 7 and a half. Maskev lo Rava. Rava says, if you take a look at the wording of the Braisa, it seems to be problematic according to your pshat. Midi Rabbi Akiva, does Rabbi Akiva say, Kesidroi Berav Pesach, Shecholios Berav Shabbos Katani? According to you, Abaye, we're speaking about Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, bring it at 6 and a half, just like an Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos, which we know from the Mishnah, Talmud will be brought at 6 and a half. Here as well, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you have it at 6 and a half. Is Rabbi Akiva saying that? Midi Rabbi Akiva kisidroi b'erev Pesach shecholios b'erev Shabbos katani? Does he say that the schedule on Erev Pesach on Shabbos is like Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos? Where does he say that? Rather, kisidroi b'erev Pesach stomach tani. He simply said that the scheduling on Shabbos is like the scheduling of Erev Pesach. Your typical, your standard Erev Pesach, which is actually at 7 and a half, as we enter the Mishnah. Erev Pesach during the weekdays gets his Talmud at 7 and a half. How'd he get to 6 and a half? He didn't mention Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. Elama Rava, Rava disagrees. On the one hand, he follows Abaye's pshat that the Braisa here is focusing on the question of when to bring the Talmud on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos. But he learns that instead of the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva being whether it's 7 and a half or 6 and a half, the machlokes is between 8 and a half and 7 and a half. That's going to be Rava's pshat. Elam Rava Hachikamer. This is the pshat. Rabbi Shmuel says, when do we bring the Talmud on Erev Pesach, which happens to be Shabbos? Kisidroi b'chol da'alma. Just like the ordinary, typical weekday schedule, which is 8 and a half, as we learned in the Mishnah. Kach sidroi b'Shabbos b'Erev Pesach. The same thing happens Shabbos Erev Pesach, you bring the Talmud way at the end of the day, at 8 and a half. Dear Rishmo, Morrison will explain why. Although there are no Dara Nadavis to accommodate, there's a special reason to delay the Talmud. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, no, bring it at 7 and a half. Kisidroi b'Erev Pesach. Just as the Talmud on a typical Erev Pesach on a Monday is brought when? At 7 and a half, to allow for the Pesach afterwards, but not at 8 and a half. Same thing happens on Shabbos Erev Pesach. You bring it at 7 and a half. Don't delay it to 8 and a half. The Mosul will give us the reason for the Machlekes. One more thing we need to know, that going back to the Mishnah, Umas Zis Nektani, Ben B'choy Ben B'Shabbos, And the Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach, you bring the Tumah at 7.5, whether it falls out during the weekday or Shabbos, we don't discriminate. Who's that Shita? Rabbi Kiva. Fine, that's following Rabbi Kiva. Who holds that on Erev Pesach, the Tumah will always be brought at 7.5? Now, B'maika Miflagi, what's the basis of the Machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Shmuel says, bring it at 8.5 on Shabbos. Kiva says, bring it at 7.5. B'michma Bisra Kamiflagi. Machlokes is whether we're concerned about the warming up of the basar of the Karban Pesach, which will lead to spoilage. Tosfos explains that the hadochas krovayim, the rinsing of the insides, wouldn't allow on Shabbos. So it's sitting there with the insides, with the whole waste. We're concerned about spoilage. Rishmol Savar, chashino lemichma bisra. We're concerned about the spoilage. Therefore he says, delay the Karban Tamid until 8.5. In which case you have a very short, small window to be marking the Karban Pesach right before evening, which will remove any concerns of, prevent any spoilage. That's Pshat Rabbi Shmuel. Delay the Karban Tamid until the last moment. Rabbi Kiva Savar, lechashino lemichma bisra. We're not concerned about spoilage, and therefore he says, rather than delaying, advance it a bit. Bring the Tumah at 7.5, which will allow you ample opportunity to bring your Karban Pesach towards the end of the day. Before we proceed, what's the Pshat? He's concerned, he's not concerned. So I saw the Meiri says, perhaps it's based on a Gemara in Erevin, where there's Machlokes Tanoim on the subject of flaying, removing the skin of the Karban Pesach, which came on Shabbos. So the Akrova, the Shechita was Deicha Shabbos. What about the Hafshata? So Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel Benoi, Shel Rechem Breker holds, it can only be Mafshet Ad Achaza, up until the point where you have to, where you need to reach, which is necessary in order to access the inners, the Chela for the Mizbeach. But you can't go past that. You have to leave the skin on the Behemah. Whereas the Chachamim say, well, once you begin, you can go complete the flaying process completely. So Meir says, perhaps, Rabbi Shmuel here, concerned about warming up of the basar and spoilage, is following the shita that doesn't allow complete flaying. Therefore, the oyer is still sitting on the behemoth, it's warming him up. We're concerned about spoilage. Therefore, he says, delay it to the last moment, so that it's close to Matzah Shabbos, and you go ahead and immediately go roast it. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, you can go ahead and completely be mafshed the oyer, so it's open to the fresh air, it won't warm, it won't spoil. Therefore, he says, there's no concern here, you don't have to do the Karban Pesach so close to Matzah Shabbos. Even if you do it earlier, it won't spoil. So again, we're speaking about Erev Pesach on Shabbos itself. This is Rav's Pshat. Rabbi Shmuel says, bring the Tumah late in the day. This will force us to bring the Karban Pesach late in the day as well, close to Matzah Shabbos, which will avoid spoilage. Rabbi Kiva says, push it back. We're not concerned about spoiling. Push it back a bit to 7.5. Says the Gemara, but according to Rabbi Kiva, if we're not concerned about spoilage, the Avdi B'Sheisha Mechza. So why bring it at 7.5? Advance it to 6.5. Why? Says Rashi up on top. Leave yourself more room after the Talmud for the Psachim. To Psachim Arubim. You have many Psachim. So why cram it? Bring it at 6.5, which gives you a ample time to bring all the Pesachim. On Shabbos, there's no Nedarim and Davis factor. You have to accommodate those Kabbanas, so why delay? Says the Gemara on the first line, Kasavar Musafin Kajmul Basichan. You know why you have to delay a bit? Because he holds that, we mentioned earlier, that the Musafin and then the Basichan come, in which case, the Musafin are at 11, the Basichan at 12, the Tum is going to get pushed off to 1:30. Avadulu Musafin Meshesh, Musafin are brought at 6, Bazichan Meshava, Vavadulu Tamid Meshava Mechza. So that explains why, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Tamid was brought at 7.5. So at this point, we have two approaches to the Braisa, Abai and Rabbi, who both learn that the discussion revolves around the Zman Tamid on Erev Pesach, which was Chal on Shabbos. Abai says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Tamid was brought at 7.5. The reason was because, although you can be mocked because you don't have the Nedarim and the Davis to accommodate, but the Bezichen would cause that delay of the Tamid. So it resulted in 7.5, whereas Rabbi Kiva says, there's no Bezichen at that point, the Bezichen was brought in the morning. which allows us to bring the Tumah at 6.5, which gives us a large window of opportunity to bring all the Psachim after the Tumah until nightfall. That's how Abaye's Pshat. Rava learns, likewise, that we're speaking about Shabbos Erev Pesach, but he switches the numbers a bit. He says, according to Mishmol, you actually delay all the way to 8.5 because we're concerned about spoilage, whereas Rav Akiva is not concerned about spoilage. Therefore, he brings it back a bit, but not too much, to allow for the Bezichon, so you end up with a number of 7.5. So again, according to Abaye, it's 7.5 versus 6.5. According to Rava, it's 8.5 versus 7.5. Continues the Gemara. Maskeflo Rava Barula. He challenged as follows. He says, where did you see any indication in this brisa that we are referring to Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach? There's no mention in the brisa about Erev Pesach. We're speaking about just a plain Shabbos. The question is, when do we bring the Tumah on our Shabbos? Maskeflo Rava Barula. Midi, does it say kesidre b'chol? Just as we bring the Tumah during the weekday, kach sidre b'shabbos b'erev haPesach, the Rabbi Shmuel Katani. The same schedule as you have during the week, during ordinary day, that schedule is applied to Shabbos erev Pesach. Is that what Rabbi Shmuel is saying? There's no indication whatsoever that he's referring to erev Pesach. Rather, kach sidre b'shabbos stam katani. He's simply saying that you apply the same schedule to Shabbos, to a typical standard Shabbos. So we're not speaking about Shabbos Erev Pesach, we're speaking about when to bring the Tumah on a typical Shabbos. Ela Amar Rabba Barula Hachitani. Indeed, the discussion here revolves around Zman Tumah on Shabbos. Hachitani, this is how the Brisa is meant to be learned. Kisidre Bechol De Alma. Just as you bring the carbon tumid on a typical ordinary weekday, which is 8.5, of course. Kach sidre b'Shabbos dam. Likewise, you do on a typical Shabbos at 8.5. There be Shmuel. So going to be Shmuel, just as you bring the tumid on a typical Monday at 8.5, same thing happens on Shabbos. Now, although on Shabbos there are no nedarim and nedavos to accommodate, so why so late? The Gemara soon will explain. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kesidre Bera Pesach Dam. He says, no, on Shabbos you're meant to advance it. You're meant to bring it at 7.5. And he says, just as you bring the Tumah on a typical Erev Pesach, which we learned in the Mishnah is 7.5, Kach Sidre B'Shabbos Dam, the same schedule you'll have on a typical Shabbos, at 7.5. So again, according to this approach, Rabba Bar Ula, we're speaking about just a plain Shabbos, unrelated to Erev Pesach. When do we bring the Tumah? According to Rishmol, at 8.5, just as a ordinary, just like an ordinary weekday. We don't differentiate, we don't discriminate. Shabbos, weekday, it's all the same. Whereas according to Bekiva, we bring it at 7.5. And he says, just like you bring it on Erev Pesach, which is 7.5, you bring it on Shabbos, on an ordinary Shabbos, at that very same time. Now, the Gemara soon will explain the reason for this. Let's just go back to the Mishnah. Umasis in the Tani Mishnah said that Erev Pesach gets the Tumah at 7.5, being Bechol Ben Shabbos, whether it's weekday or Shabbos. They're not currently. Can be following all Shittas. They're not discussing Erev Pesach in this Brisa. Perhaps all agree that, yeah, on Erev Pesach, you'll bring the carbon Tumah at 7.5, whether it's Shabbos or weekday. That's not the discussion in this Brisa. They're speaking about just a plain Shabbos. When do you bring the Tumah on Shabbos? Now, let's explain the Machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel says, bring it late at 8.5, just as you do on the weekday. And Rabbi Kiva says, advance it to 7.5. But Mike Mifflin. So as we mentioned, during your weekday, you have the Nedarim Nedavos to accommodate. That explains why it has to be brought later. But on Shabbos, we don't have that factor. However, Rabbi Shmuel says, let's not differentiate. Let's keep things consistent. We're afraid that if we start deviating on Shabbos, it will lead them to do the same during the weekday and undercut the Nedarim Nedavos. There's a question whether we're concerned about losing the Nedarim Davos during the weekdays. Rabbi Shmuel Saba, Gazrin on Shabbos Atuchel. We're concerned that if you deviate on Shabbos, you start tinkering with the Zman of the Tumah, you start advancing it. He'll do the same during the weekday, perhaps, out of confusion, and undercut the Nedarim Davos. Therefore, keep it one and the same. It's always going to be at 8.5. Rabbi Kiva Saba, like Gazrin, we're not concerned. Therefore, yeah. On a typical Monday, you have to delay it to accommodate the Nedarim and Davos, but on Shabbos, there are no such kabbanas. So advance it, bring it earlier. Now, Eloi Gazrinap, there's no Gzera, Niavdu Vav Mechza. Let's bring it back to 6.5. Why at 7.5? Let's bring it back early. Because Zrizim Magdim Lemitzvahs. Do it at the earliest possible opportunity. Says the Gemara, Kasavar Musafin Koidmin Lebazichin. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that the Musaf comes at 5, Bazichin at 6. Musafin b'sheish, ubazichin b'sheva. So Musafin at 6, meaning at the you start at the beginning of 6th hour, it's 11 o'clock. Then followed by the bazichin. And once you're done everything, you're ready at 1:30. V'ovad leila tamid b'zayin l'mechza. This results in the tamid being brought at 7.5. So this is the third and final pshat in the braisa. We're speaking about just your typical Shabbos, unrelated to Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yishmael says, bring it at 8.5, just like the weekdays. Because with Geyser, one utter the other. Rabbi Akiva says, no, we're not concerned about this Gzer, about confusion. On Shabbos, there are no Nadar Madavis, so you can bring it early, but not too early, to allow for the Bezich. So let's summarize the Brice. We had a Machlekes regarding the Zman Tomet Sheben Abayim on Shabbos, between Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. We have three approaches. Abayi and Rava both held, we're speaking about Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Abayi said, according to Shmuel, you bring it at 7.5, why at 7.5 and not earlier? You have no Nadar and Medavis to accommodate. The answer is because of the Bezichin, which delay matters. According to Rabbi Akiva, there are no Bezichin in the afternoon. Rather, they come in the morning, which allows us to bring the Tumid at 6.5, which gives us ample time to bring all the Pesachim afterwards. That's Abai's approach. Rava also agreed that the discussion here is revolving around Erev Pesach on Shabbos. But he switched the numbers a bit. According to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel held that you have to delay the tumid, bring it at 8.5, because we're concerned about michmar bisra, the warming and the spoilage of the meat, of the karim pesach, which is lying around. You can't roast it on Shabbos. So delay the tumid as late as possible, and then bring the pesach close to evening, and then go immediately roast it. So the tumid is brought at 8.5. Rakiv is not concerned about michmar bisra, therefore he allows advancing it back to 7.5, but not too early, because you have to bring the bezichin. So that's why it results in 7.5 rather than 6.5. Rabbi Bar Ula says, we're not speaking about Pesach at all. We're speaking about just a typical Shabbos. When is the Tumid brought? So according to Mishmol, it's 8.5, just like an ordinary weekday. Standard procedures apply to Shabbos as well. But Geyser one on account of the other. Rekiv is not Geyser. Therefore, he allows advancing, but we still have to allow for the Bezichin, which results in a number of 7.5. The Gemara now proceeds with a Kasha from two brises. One brise, the first one will be a kasha on Rava, the second one on Abai. Meisve. Tamid kolashona kula. When do we bring the Tamid Shul Abai throughout the whole year? Karev kilchasa. You bring it, standard procedure. Nishchat b'shmoina mechza, v'karev b'teso mechza. The shechita is at 8.5. Latest possible. And the akrava, an hour later. As we learned in our Mishnah. Obera pesach, when you need to leave some room for the Karim Pesach, which follows the Talmud. So you push it back an hour. Nishchat b'zayinu mechza, v'karav b'chesu mechza. So far, so good. Chol liyeis b'Shabbos. What if Erev Pesach happens to fall out on Shabbos? When do you bring the Talmud then? Kechol liyeis b'sheni b'Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. It's as though Erev Pesach happens to fall out on a Monday, a weekday, in which case we learned in our Mishnah, we just learned it right now, that the Tumid would come at 7.5. So the fact that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos doesn't change matters. Erev Pesach on weekdays, on Shabbos, Hainuach, it's the same. We keep the same schedule. That's the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, David Rabbi Shmuel. So according to this, Shabbos, Erev Pesach, will result in the Tumid being brought at 7.5. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisidroi be'erev Pesach. Rashi explains these cryptic words as follows. Apparently what he means to say is that if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, when do you bring the Tumid? You keep to the schedule of Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, which the Mishnah said requires the Tumid to be brought at 6.5 to allow for the Hakrav of the Pesach afterwards, and also the Tzliya. That's a Rekiva. Rekiva says 6.5. Again, we're speaking about Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel holds 7.5. Rabbi Kiva holds 6.5, which is consistent with Abai. That was exactly Abaye's shita. Bishlam Abaye Nicha. This works well according to Abaye. It's a question of 7F, Rabbi Shmuel, or 6F, Rabbi Kiva. Elul Rav Akasha, according to Rav, who said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's 8.5. It's Akasha. Oh, Malach Rav. So Rav will respond like this. Let's reinterpret. Let's revise the price. When Rabbi Shmuel says that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you bring the Tumid the same time you would bring it on an Erev Pesach which fell out on a Monday. No, that's not the Pshat. Loi Tema Kichol B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Instead of learning that it's the same schedule as though Erev Pesach would fall out on Monday, which would require the Tumid to be brought on at 7.5. No, that's not the Pshat. Rather, it's like an ordinary Monday. Forget about Erev Pesach, a typical Monday, somewhere in the middle of the year. In which case, when is the Talmud brought? All agree, 8.5. Same thing happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Right? Rabbi said, we're concerned about the spoilage, Michma Brisra, bring it as late as possible. So that's the proper Pshat and the Brice. Okay, so we answer the Kashan Rabbi. Mesir of another kashan on Bryce, and this time will be a kashan on Abaye. Chol yes b'Shabbos. The Erev Pesach happens to fall on Shabbos. When do we bring the Tumid? Kesidrei kol hashana kula. We follow the schedule of the rest of the year. Standard procedures applied. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. What standard procedure for the Tumid? 8.5. The same thing applies if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Why? We're concerned about Mechma Brisra, want to delay the Talmud, delay the Pesach until last month. Rabbi Kiva, amen? Kisidroi, HaPesach de'alma. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, when do we bring the Talmud? We follow the schedule of your typical Erev Pesach which falls out on a weekday, in which case we learned in the Mishnah. You have to advance it a bit, instead of 8.5, do it at 7.5 to allow for the Pesach afterwards. So the Talmud is brought at 7.5. This follows Rava. Right on the mark. We're speaking about Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says, we follow standard procedure, just like an ordinary Monday. The Talmud is brought at 8.5. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, at 7.5, like an Erev Pesach. Bishlam l'Rav Anicha. This works according to Rav. El Abaye Kasha. According to Abaye, it doesn't work. Because he says that it's a question of 7.5 or 6.5. Omalach Abaye. So Abaye will respond, let's revise the Brice. Instead of learning that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel says, well, you follow the Seder of the whole year. You apply standard procedure. It's 8.5. No. Rather than saying it that way, say it like this. We follow the schedule that applies when Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday. A typical year when Erev Pesach didn't fall out on Shabbos. This time it fell out on Shabbos, but Kol HaShonim Kulan, all the other years, when Erev Pesach fell out on a weekday. And when is the Talmud going to be brought on Erev Pesach, which is Monday, at 7.5, like we said in the Mishnah? Same thing applies to Shabbos. Dear Rabbi Shmuel, and the reason why you bring it at 7.5, as we explained earlier, because you could advance it a bit. There are no Nadarim Nadavit to be brought on Shabbos, but you can't advance it too much if they'll offer the Bezichin. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva will say 6.5. There's no need for Bezichin at that point. Rabbi Kiva, consider Erev Pesach. When do we bring the Talmud on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos? Consider Erev HaPesach, Shechali is Erev Shabbos. You apply the same schedule and arrangement that applies when Erev HaPesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, which we learned in the Mishnah to be at 6.5. Right, because you have to allow enough time for the hakrav of the Pesach after the Talmud and the tzliya of the Pesach. So in a nutshell, Rabbi Shmuel is saying 7.5. Rabbi Kiva is saying 6.5, which is exactly what Abaye said. So we answer the kasha on Abaye. Continues the Gemara. So we're working with the premise that the Durim and the Davos, all the Kabbalists have to precede the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. That was the factor at play here. Now we're going to see the marker of that halacha. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin shelo yeidover koydim l'tamid shel shachar. From where do we know that no carbon is meant to precede the tamid shel shachar? Let's begin with that. Tamad loyma v'orach aleha ha'ila. pasuk there is describing arrangement of the firewood on the mizbeach. Va'aruch aleha. He's going to arrange on that. Ha'oila. Apparently, the oila, the Tomei Shulben Shal Shachar, comes first. My Talmudah. How do you know that this oila is in reference to the Tomei Shal Shachar? Maybe it's just a random oila. Amar Rava Ha'oila. We have the hey. A specific oila. Oila Rishona. The first oila mentioned in the parsha of the Karbonis, the Tomei Shal Shachar, that's meant to come first. Let's take a look at Rashi. Right off to the left. My Talmudah. How do we know the Hai Ha'ila, that this word Ha'ila is at Tomei Shal Shachar Koy, in reference to Tomei Shal Shachar? It says Rava, Ha'ila, Ha'ila Rishana. But like Siv, Baruch Aleh, Ha'ila without the Hei. Ella, Ha'ila, Ha'chik Amar. Baruch Aleh, Miyad, Ha'ila Ha'chashuva. Immediately, arrange on this firewood the Ha'ila Ha'chashuva. Ha'amur Atchila, Le'chol Ha'ila. Svahayno Ha'ila Stamid. The Parshas Karbonais, Carbon Tomic Siveration. We find in the list of Karbonis, the first one listed is the Carbon Tomic. That's the Ha'ila, the prominent Chashav Ha'ila, that comes first. Continues the Gemara. U'minayin shein dover kariv achar Tomic Sheben Abayim. Now, how do we know that nothing will come after the Tomic Sheben Abayim? Tamad loyma v'hiktir aleo chel v'yashlamim. So this is the continuation of that same pasuk. It says, V'oruch aleho oila. You meant to be makti the oila, the carbon tamid shal shachar. And then, V'hiktur aleho. You meant to be makti after that, chel v'hashlam. So what do we learn from here? My Talmud. How do we learn it from this pasuk? I'm rabbi, aleho shlam. After the tamid shal shachar, you makti v'shlam. V'lo yel chaver t'shlam. But not on its companion. Meaning, you cannot follow with a shlamim after the Tamid Sheben Abayim. So first comes the Tamid Shal Shachar, that's first. Then follow with all the other Shlamims, and then conclude with the Tamid Sheben Abayim, which is the very last carbon. Maskef LaRava, Eima Shlamim Hudlo Nakrav. Maybe this restriction applies specifically to Shlamim. That has to precede the Tamid Sheben Abayim. Ha'oilis Nakrav, but perhaps an Oila. We don't find any limitation for the Oila. Perhaps an Oila can be brought even after the Tamid Sheben Abayim. Elama Rava. Hashlamim is a drasha. Aleo hashlam kala kabana is kulan. V'hiktur aleo chel v'hashlamim is learned as follows. Hashlam aleo, complete on it, after it, all the kabanas. First bring the tamid shel shachar. Then proceed to complete your whole list of kabanas, whatever you have to bring, complete them, and then, only then, go ahead and bring your tamid shel abayim. So everything you have is meant to be completed and concluded after Tomei Shal Shachar. So we learn from here that the proper sequence of events was that the Tomei Shal Shachar came first, then all the other karbanis, and finally the Tamid Shal Bein Harbai. Let's make a quick chazar on today's daf. We began discussing the scheduling of the Tamid Shal Bein Abayim and the Beis Hamikdash. We have three schedules. Standard, typical, which applied on your typical day was that the Tamid Sheben Abayim was brought at 8.5 hours into the day. And as the Gemara explains, Rav explained for us, really, you could bring it throughout the whole afternoon, you could begin at 6.5, but they wanted to delay to allow for the Nadarim and Davids to be brought, because the last and final carbon needs to be the Tamid. Therefore, the Shechita of the Tamid took place at 8.5, and as the Mishnah explains, it took an hour until the Akrav. On Erev Pesach, however, they had to proceed a bit, because the Carbon Pesach would be burnt after the Tamid, so they advanced it to 7.5, and the Pesach came afterwards. On Erev Pesach, which happened to be Erev Shabbos as well, the Tamid came at 6.5, in order to allow for the Shechita and Akrava of the Carbon Pesach as well as the Tzliah, the roasting, which was only allowed to be done before Shabbos. We proceeded with a Braisa, which discussed the Zman of Tamid Sheben Abayim on Shabbos between Shmuel and Rekiva. We have three pshatim. Abaye says we're speaking about Erev Pesach, which happens to be Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you bring it at 7.5, because you could advance it. Rather than 8.5 for your typical standard weekday, you can advance it because there were no Nadarim and Davids to accommodate. So advance it now, but not too much more, because you have to allow for the Bezichon to be brought before the Tamid. Rabbi Kiva says the Bezichon brought in the morning, which allows us to bring the Tamid very early at 6.5. Rava also learns to speak about Erev Pesach on Shabbos, but he learns that according to Rishmal, you delayed the Talmud, you brought it 8.5, which would force us to bring the Pesach very late in the day to avoid spoilage. According to Rakiv, we're not concerned about spoilage, and therefore, he allows the Talmud to be brought at 7.5. Why at 7.5 and not at 6.5? Because he needed the Bezichan to be brought before. According to Rabbi Barulu, we're not speaking about Erev Pesach at all. We're speaking about the Zman Talmud on Shabbos. According to Abaye, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Karban Talmud was brought 8.5, just like a standard weekday schedule, because we're geyser. Just as during the weekday you have to delay because of Dharma Davis, we don't want to deviate on Shabbos, we want to keep it consistent. This way, it avoids confusion. According to Rabbi Kiva, we're not concerned about confusion. Therefore, he says, bring it earlier on Shabbos. Bring it at 7.5. Why not at 6.5? Because you have to allow for the Bezichan to be brought before the Talmud Shimon Abaye. We proceeded with the Braisa, which gave us the Makar, that the first carbon of Yisrael Migdash was meant to be the Talmud Shal Shachar, because it says, V'aruch Aleha Ha'Oila, that famous, that prominent Oila, the Talmud Shal Shachar comes first. We learn as well that the last carbon is meant to be the Talmud Shimon Abaye, because it says, V'iktor Aleha Chilvi Ha'ashlamim, the Ha'ashlamas Karbonis, the conclusion, the completion of the list of all the Karbonis, are meant to follow the Talmud Shal Shachar. And then, only then, bring the Talmud Shimon Abayim, which is meant to be the very last Karban, except for the Karban Pesach, as we're going to see Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Be well, Hatzlacha Rabbah.